This is an IELTS Energy podcast, episode 1358, American and British Speaking Part 1, Model House Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
IELTS speaking questions might be confusing as all get out if they're full of British English vocabulary. Today, learn how to handle this and hear 4 Band 9 sample answers modeling these strategies.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Aubrey, what do you think is the most common speaking part one topic?
Ooh, about like school or work or where you live, your home. Yep. You're almost guaranteed to get asked about those on part one.
Exactly, exactly. So guys, in IELTS speaking part one, the first group of questions will always be, always be about school or work or home, hometown, right? So you'll have to describe the place you live or the city you live in. Or work or school. Okay. The first group of questions, always about those things. So today we are going to give you sample part one answers about house and home. And we're also going to point out how British English might cause some American English learners or speakers some issues on the speaking test.
Yeah, if you already live in the States and you're very used to the vocabulary we use in America, and then maybe you move to England and take IELTS there, or lots of places in the world where they would be more likely to use vocabulary that would be used in England, that might trip you up if you're not familiar.
Yeah, the questions are written by British English people, right? All of the IELTS questions. So even if as an American examiner, I'll be reading the question, maybe it says like flat instead of apartment. I can read it as it is and say flat. I think a lot of examiners will just read exactly what they say. Some examiners will change it to American English, okay? But chances are you'll be hearing the questions with British English in there.
Yes, absolutely. So you need to be familiar with it. We talk about this quite a bit here on the podcast today. A couple of the answers that we give each other are going to have some British English. So we'll see if you're familiar with it. If not, we're going to make sure that you are so these don't cause you any problems on test day.
Well, I will show you how to handle it, right? Yes. Because you're listening to us right now. You're learning American English, and we get this question all the time, like, can I answer in American English? Do I have to use British English? So we're going to show you exactly what to say if you are more comfortable using American English instead of the British English like the question. So we're going to model this for you today, show you how you can handle all of this with confidence and still get that high speaking score. And at the end of the episode, we are going to give you 2 of the best phrases that you should use in speaking part one. So stay tuned until the end, guys, because you will have to write down this vocabulary so you can use it in your own answers.
Absolutely. And we want to give a shout out to a listener, Everson, who wrote in asking about speaking, but this is an interesting question. And we're going to just give the shout out, read the question, because I want to highlight something that I think Everson did that was really smart. I'll go ahead and read this. Mm-hmm. Everson Vedoveto, such a fun family name.
It is fun.
says, I just started my IELTS journey, and a thing that I have many doubts about is the speaking part, but I'll explore the library from your podcast before asking any questions about that.
I love it.
I love this so much. In case you guys aren't aware, if you're like Everson and you're just starting your IELTS journey, we have thousands of podcasts, blog posts, so many good strategies and vocabulary, such a vital resource for you to dig into. So I love that Everson's doing this. Want to make sure that all of you guys are as well. Still wanted to give a shout out for this great comment.
Yeah, thank you, Everson. So there's three different ways you can find specific past episodes and materials, guys. You can go to our website, allearsenglish.com. There's a search function there. You could just search speaking part one or whatever you're looking for. You could also go to our YouTube channel, IELTS Energy TV. And again, just search speaking part one or whatever. Guys, we have so much material for you. Or wherever you're listening to podcasts, like Everson said, just scroll up and look through our past episodes. The most recent episode that we touched on speaking part one was an episode 1343, speaking part one vocabulary for dithering. I love that vocab episode, guys. You have to go back and listen if you missed it. And if you missed it, maybe it's because you're not following. So hit follow right now, guys.
Yes, that was such a great one about what to do if you are kind of on the fence, right? If you are dithering, if you can't make up your mind, can I say both? I can't decide. Don't miss that podcast for great strategies when that happens.
So good. So good. All right, guys. So first I'm going to ask Aubrey two speaking part one questions, and then she will ask me two speaking part one questions. So let's get into it. All right. Here's the first question. Do you live in a house or a flat?
I live in a house currently. It would be impressive if I could cram my gigantic family into a tiny flat. We used to live in an apartment in New York City, and I loved that. There were a lot of benefits, but we only had two kids at the time. And now we have doubled that number. There are six of us. So we needed a little more space. We had to move to the burbs. We had to move to the suburbs in order to have a place that was big enough to accommodate all of us.
That was so good, guys. I'm going to give you a couple vocab phrases to take away, and then I'll ask Aubrey another question. So first, the verb cram. You know, even if you don't live in a small place, it doesn't matter what size place you live in, you're going to fill it up with stuff always. That's just what happens. So no matter where you live, even in a big place, you could use this, right? Cram just means you're fitting a lot of stuff into one space, right? So I cram a lot of artwork into my home. The walls are covered. I have a whole section that's just for making art, right? We cram stuff in. And the other slang phrase, guys, was the burbs. So the burbs, good movie, but also it just is short for suburbs. So if you live outside of a city on the outskirts, right, just right around the city, you live in the burbs or the suburbs.
Nice. Awesome. All right.
All right. Next question. How long have you lived in that house?
Ooh, we moved here when my twins were new babies. So I always gauge how long we've lived here from when they were born. So we've now been here 9 years, which seems bonkers because I feel like we moved here just yesterday, but they're about to turn 10. So that means we've lived here almost 10 years. Crazy.
You know, I just realized today, I was talking to Lindsay this morning and realized that I've been working for All Ears English for 10 years.
Wow.
Which is also bonkers. It's great, guys. And that is the vocab I want you to take away from that specific answer. Whenever you're saying something is just crazy, right? Don't just say crazy. That's boring as all get out. Say bonkers or bananas. I love saying bananas.
Bananas is really fun.
Crazy.
And a little bonus phrase there to say something is blank as all get out, boring as all get out, which is a much more native and interesting way instead of saying very or extremely boring, right? Or fun as all get out.
We so can good. Use that for, this is an adverb phrase for anything, guys. Let's take it back to the word cram. You could be like, my house is crammed as all get out. Like just anything Instead of very, just say, as all get out. I love
and
it.
Okay. You are guaranteed to need to say very on IELTS. Often the feedback I give to students is you said the word very 18 times. Let's think about all of the higher scoring ways you can say that, right? Especially on part one where you can use some slang like super, way, totally, right?
Totally.
Absolutely. All right. You ready for your questions, Jessica?
I think so.
All right. Here's your first one. What do you like about where you live?
I love that I can see trees from every window. I live in a tiny place, and just being able to glance greenery no matter what window I'm looking out of, it really does help me to feel like not crammed into a small space. It gives me a connection to the wider world, being able to see nature from really anywhere I stand in my place, right? So that's the best thing, is I still feel close to nature even though I'm in like a small place in a city.
Ooh, nice. I want to point out she was able to use crammed again there only because she said not crammed. Like, think about how useful this is. You can absolutely use this somewhere in your IELTS speaking exam to either talk about how you're cramming stuff, cramming information into your brain, or like Jessica used it to say you're not crammed somewhere, right? Amazing. Totally. And then also the verb glance, to say you can glance greenery instead of saying look at or see, right? This is just a less common. I rarely hear students use this verb glance. So that's a lot higher scoring.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. One more, and then we're going to tell you guys the two best phrases to take away from today.
All right. Last one. Is there a garden in the place where you live?
Okay, so this is tricky because I know garden in British English is more like a yard, like having like grass or a yard outside your domicile. But to me, a garden is like a specific place for growing vegetables and herbs and stuff like that. So I have neither. Funnily enough, because I live in a condo, so I don't have a yard or a garden. I do put potted plants on my balcony, though, and I try to grow some food every summer.
Nice. Oh, really nice. We are going to chat in just a second, too, about how we've handled this British English in these questions. But first, I want to highlight the word domicile. You are likely to get questions about your home or your apartment, and you don't want to say apartment over and over, or house or flat, right? You need higher scoring parallels, synonyms, and domicile is a really good one. I've never heard a student say domicile, so it'd be band nine, right? So if you catch yourself about to say apartment again or home again, instead say domicile. So good.
So useful for speaking and writing, that word. Guys, so we've shown you two ways you can sort of handle and incorporate the British English into the American English that you are most likely more comfortable using. So the first question I asked Aubrey was, do you live in a house or a flat? She just said flat. Like, you just use the word from the question. That's fine. Like, you don't have to stop and say, well, flat means apartment. So like you
can if you want, but you don't have to, right?
No, you just say, I mean, you know, flat is apartment. This is a basic like British English word, right? So you just said it. That was great. And then when you asked me about the garden, that's a little more specialized than just knowing flat. Right. So I talked it out. I narrated my thoughts. Right. And I could be like, oh, well, I know in British English it means this, and in American English it means this.
Yes, both of those strategies work great. And if you're not aware of that, like say you didn't realize that in British English, garden means more of like a yard, like just the grass out front, and you answer about your vegetable garden or your flower garden, that is also going to be an acceptable answer. This examiner realizes what garden means in American English. You are not going to be docked for that.
Exactly, exactly. And that's probably a very important takeaway, guys, today, is that it doesn't matter if you're using British or American English. It doesn't matter if you interpret the question in the American English way or the British English way. Either way is fine, okay? You are not scored on using one or the other, okay? As long as what you're saying is correct in one of those, American or British English, you are fine.
Yes. All right. Let's share our two best vocabulary phrases from today that you definitely want to add to your notebook, practice using in IELTS sample answers. The first one is as all get out. This is a band nine replacement for saying very or extremely, right? If you can instead say amazing as all get out instead of very amazing, that is pushing up your vocabulary scores.
Yeah. So the phrase goes after any adjective, guys, instead of saying very. Exciting as all get out, boring as all get out, whatever. It works. And then the second phrase, guys, is cram. It means put a lot of something somewhere. So put a lot of information into your brain. Cramming vocabulary into your head, cramming stuff into your apartment, whatever, it works.
Yes. And for both of these, use interesting intonation. It would sound really strange to be like, I cram a lot of things into here, or that was boring as I'll get out. These phrases are interesting. They're unique. So give them the space they need to hit them a little harder, get some varied intonation there to help your pronunciation score as well.
100%, 100%. All right, guys. So that's it for us this week. Next week, guys, in the first episode next Tuesday, we're going to tackle some listening strategies. So hit follow right now, guys, so you don't miss that upcoming episode.
Awesome. I will see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.